your own decision making. It's very important that we all understand that, that we're not begging for mercy from something outside of us, that it's our own consensus, it's our own arrival. It's our own translation of faith. So as you will allow yourself to receive yourself willingly, willingly is you're leaving the past. You're leaving the past consensus. So this is where all of your thoughts, your personality, self, the ego, all of that is part of the past makeup of self. So this is like the drawing board of suffering, of separation, of unconscious guilt, because we think we forgot that we're an extension of the divine. So as you become most willing, that willingness factor is the ball game, because it allows ascension to begin. It allows the process of unified glory to be attained, where all is one. So when we arrive at the awareness that all is one, that you're not separated from anything, you join with the many. So whatever it is that you need in your travels, in your own particular indication, in your own spiritual growth, and oh, I need to pay the bill, I need a healing, whatever it is, when you remember that you're the all, when you remember that you're the unified state, when you remember that you're your heavenly witness, when you remember that you are that your I am presence, all is due to arrive. So allow yourself to receive grace, to allow yourself to receive heavenly permission. So permission is, it's being offered. We are the ones that are consenting. We are the ones stepping out of the old story, of the old dialogue, of the old suffering, into the heavenly realm. Because heaven, again, is the state of a consciousness, is the state of alignment that we are soon to begin. So allow yourselves to self-demonstrate. Self-demonstration is the transmission that's being offered. It's demonstrating your holy arrival. What we're doing moment by moment, step by step, is coming into uniform agreement. So we're coming into our destiny, we're coming into our strength, we're coming into our truest consent, because that vibrational offering that we self-pledge, in other words, we agree with, that strengthens within our own field and resonates, moves out into the collective to be an example of God's glory. Again, God not being an entity separate from us, we in fact are God, divinity, and form, playing that we're not. And that is what is soon to end as we partake of true alignment, true understanding, truth in its entirety. Now, truth in its entirety is like the pinnacle of success, and it goes be like they're saying, it blows the mind because it goes beyond the mind. So this is all the story of, well, everything would be okay if this person didn't do that, or this person didn't raise me that way, or you know, there's we all have a story, and we all have winners and losers, meaning someone's always wrong and someone's always right. So when we receive ultimate truth, we assert our victory in recognizing that that was all a dream of polarization. That was all a projection of the mind that we are soon to pass over. We're soon to pass beyond, because we're waking up to God's glory, meaning we're remembering our divinity. We're remembering our I am assertion. We're remembering that in truth, we are already whole. So that is where we're stepping out in faith. We're stepping into glorious remembrance, and we're stepping into our new arrival. So we want to remember that there are parallel realities that we are crossing over. In other words, we are jumping timelines in our own procession. In other words, it's through our agreement. So the more we remember that this holy moment's been prearranged, in other words, we were due to arrive here, we were due to assemble, we were due to unite, we were due to claim, then it's a very easy retrieval because we're the ones waking ourselves up. We're the ones standing on our own acquaintance. And our acquaintance is meeting our grandest claim, meeting our truest essence. So allow yourselves to receive this golden light of self-assurance. Self-assurance is assurance of your awakened self. So our mind's like, well, what does that mean? What is that exactly? It's as we go beyond the mind and we develop a taste of the heart, it's our heart starts quickening and we start instantly recalling. So we don't have to consciously understand what we're doing is using our consciousness, using our free will to consent to full administration. So everything that our higher self has like all pre-selected, imagine, you know, like just this beautiful new wardrobe, all selected, a stylist, like having it all waiting for you. Perfect fit. Everything that it just delights you is waiting. And so all you have to do is arrive. All you have to do is show up. All you have to do is stand up and bow and curtsy. That bow and curtsy is quite significant because what you're doing is you're bowing your head to your higher awareness. So that permits all to assemble, all to assemble. So this is where we graduate. This is where we agree with our new reality, with our new timeline. So the opportunity is readily available. In other words, the more that we're willing, the more that we shout out, and shouting out is how do I put some words, like it's agreeing with that light. So we're all opening up to our light. You may sense it, you may feel it, you just may feel like there's something coming. You may feel or sense nothing. It totally doesn't matter because it's there, offering its new provisions. And so as we align with the ways of the heart is no one's left behind, no one's made wrong, no one's left out. It's as you step into God's glory and receivership, all are due to arrive with you. So all the ones that play different play parts, roles, whatever it is, they were all projections of the mind that is in the false state of awareness. And so as we climb higher, it's almost like you could only see so much in the middle part of the mountain, but when you get to the top, it's like, ah, now I see. Now I see what I couldn't before. So allow yourself to receive that offering of love's assurance. So that offering is going to shift things quite literally as we unite, as we claim. So allow all gifts to be given. That means whatever is due you in your new arrival, in your new frequency, in your new outlook, in your new perspective, in your new surroundings, let it be so. So we're calling forth, remember, everything that we experience comes through our own transmission, through our own frequency. So there's no hard toiling, struggling. It's alignment. So we're allowing that alignment to be easy. We're allowing it to be essential. Essential means that we're recognizing that we have a very important part. We have a very strong obligation to seek heart's permission, meaning aligning with our heart where all is, where our true self is waiting for us. So allow the fruits to be given. In other words, allow that to be received, past, present, and future. So whatever we are agreeing to now, it's sort of like we don't need that lesson. So this is how we start collapsing time, because we've already pardoned, we've already forgiven. This very importantly includes all aspects of self. So all those places where we still don't agree with our divinity, where you don't have to take out the whip because I'm already doing it myself, that's what's being poured generously now. So we come into our sacred witness. So all of that defilement, all of that where we were aligning with our false self, just imagine it like just evaporating in a mist, and sort of like the fog clears and it is no longer, because that's the truth of it. It only occurs again if we continue to pick it up. So that's where we're learning to step ahead. So again, moving into parallel realities, remember they already coexist. It's not like we're creating it, we're attaining it because we're coming into alignment with it, we're agreeing with it. So allow that to take place in all levels of conduct, past, present, and future, allowing all sacred unions to be attracted. In other words, whatever is ready for shift all around, countries, government agencies, family members, someone's asking memories, yes. So just imagine like a painful memory, just like entering that mist, that fog surrounding it. Because again, it's not really real, it's just that we kept feeding it with our energy. So this grace is offering takes place and overrides all past impressions. So it's like imprints in the channels of the mind. Receive, receive, receive. They're saying something very important, and it's like to give yourself a chance of love. So we look for love and promotions in relationships from the outer, but the primary love is all within the heart. So make sure that there's a space for love to reside within self. You are love, everything else is illusionary. So allow that love to be whole, to be made whole. So it is. Okay.